Now we have the alt, Luke Stoddard, Nathan, to talk about stories in the upcoming issue. Welcome, Luke.
Thanks for having me.
What do you have for us, Luke?
I have a couple stories. One, which I didn't write about this week, but which it was maybe a pretty big story this week, is that the city of Troy has put out a new RFP for design related services related to the One Monument Square project. You might recall that One Monument Square most recently was going to have a movie theater, but that project fell through, just like a number of other projects have fallen through. And so this time, again, like before, the city is putting out an RFP to have a consultant kind of oversee a multi-step process, which would involve public meetings, which would kind of be designed to determine what would happen with that site. So part of it would decide kind of what is the best use for the actual Monument Square site, which I should say is a very complicated site. There's a road that runs through it. There's a public portion, like a 50-foot strip that needs to be retained by the river for a public park. And the city is asking that that there be some sort of public access to the river from River Street through the site in some manner to the river. And so it's a complicated site. And so this consultant who they would hire would oversee the public meetings, and they would also kind of prepare the construction documents. So they would sort of set the stage for the site to kind of move forward once again, maybe. And I can say just one more thing about this. I was talking to none other than Vic Christopher just before I got here, who's kind of maybe famous or notorious, depending on your perspective, he was maybe the most prominent supporter of the last project before it fell through, the movie theater. And he was really excited, actually, and he's been kind of down on the city's process in the way it's handled things, especially in the last round. And he was really excited about this most recent RFP because he thought that the city was kind of handling it well this time in terms of having this consultant kind of make sure that just help the city kind of navigate this process.
Can you talk a little about what happened with the movie theater?
Yeah. It was put out to bid in late December of 2016, and the project was eventually awarded to a combination team of Bowtie Cinemas and Bonaccio Construction. They were going to build a big multi-screen movieplex. There was some public opposition, but what really seemed to stop it in its tracks was a lawsuit brought by a neighboring property owner, Sam Judge, who owns property on both sides of the site. And he raised a whole bunch of complicated arguments, raising questions about whether the city was able to sell some of the public land and other sort of complications. And now, and since the project fell apart, Bowtie Cinemas is now suing the city to try to recoup the money that it spent on its proposal and stuff. So it's a complicated site. It has felled many aspiring developers. You have to wonder at this point, like, who would even want to take this project on at this point? Like, if you're someone who's considering investing a lot of money. And, you know, there's continued, I think, public, you know, members of the public really are concerned about making sure there's enough parking at that site. Other people are like, who cares about parking? Like, let's try to move toward a more transit-oriented kind of city. Everybody has ideas about, like, what should happen at that site. And it seems unlikely that it won't be rancorous moving forward, although maybe there's a way to, I don't know, maybe there's a way to smooth it out. But the city hasn't found one yet.
Luke, mentioned that there had to be some property set aside for access to the river. Would that property be adjoining the memorials, the square or not?
Right. So there would be some sort of steps or pathway from the square down into that. And it would, and then the public area would connect to the park, like the strip kind of most close to the Hudson River would also connect to the park. So there would be public access kind of both ways, but it's complicated. The other story that I have that I worked on this past week, or the story rather that I actually did write, is that the Troy Community Land Bank, which is a sort of it is a nonprofit. It's also a state authorized public authority. Maybe that's too much legalese, but in any case, it's sort of this interesting hybrid entity that is only kind of a recent invention. And what they do is buy properties acquire or however you want to term it, in the North Central neighborhood, especially distressed properties, fix them up, or demolish them and then try to sell them to people who hopefully owner occupants or people who will rent, you know, will kind of be around. Not, in other words, not just sell to absentee landlords or people who are trying to flip the properties immediately and make a quick buck. They have kind of taken on this new project where they want to, they are in the process of acquiring four adjacent lots at the northwest corner of Glen and River Street. And what they want to do eventually, once certain properties are demolished, is partner with CDTA and maybe the State Affordable Housing Agency and maybe also the federal Troy Housing Authority to create some sort of mixture of retail on the bottom floor on this big four parcel lot and some kind of affordable housing on the upper floors with ample space for a bus station that would be part of the bus rapid transit line that CDTA is planning, pending the receipt of federal funds and yada, yada, yada. But eventually, CDTA wants to build this rapid transit line that goes from Cohoes down through Albany with only about 2 dozen stops that would kind of be a rapid transit line. And the idea is that this would kind of be a kind of keystone project in North Central that would help, you know, kind of stabilize the neighborhood, so to speak.
What kinds of responses have folks in the Glen Ave area been having to the project?
That's a good question. And to be honest, I haven't gone door to door, you know, and asking about this. I do know that the Conyers, a family that owns one of the parcels, were at this meeting that I was at last week when the land bank authorized the project, and you know they're selling their land to the land bank for about $60,000. And they seemed pleased to be selling it, but that's an interesting question, and it's one that I think the land bank, which is still fairly new, although they've just started to sort of ramp up their operations, but they have been around for a couple of years. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation that they're going to be continuing to have with the community around here, like. How do we make sure that we have these big plans? We want to do this bus rapid transit center. Let's make sure that we're seeking enough feedback from the community. And you know, so I guess the jury's still out on that one as far as like how they feel, how people around here feel about the land bank kind of acquiring properties and selling them and that sort of thing.
Is there give me some background on the requirement for transportation? Where would it go and who would it serve?
Yeah, I mean here's one thing I can say about that. The sort of focal point of this line is supposed to be the Uncle Sam Transit Center, which is this long planned kind of hub that would be down in downtown Troy at the Uncle Sam Garage currently, which is owned by David Bryce. But CDTA and David Bryce have gotten in this real kind of long protracted dispute over, first they were in negotiations for some sort of lease, long-term lease, but then that kind of stalled out. And so now CDTA is pursuing eminent domain to take a certain sliver of land kind of next to that. But I think that stop, I don't have statistics off the top of my head in terms of this whole line, but I can say that stop, if built, is projected to have something like 4,000 riders a day and serve something like a bunch of different lines would come through there. And so I think the blue line, as it's called, this rapid transit line that I was telling you about, though, I believe that that CDTA projected that it would be like one of the third most popular line or something like that. So I think it's one of three rapid transit lines that they're planning. One's already built. It's the red line. It's the one that goes from Albany to Schenectady. And then there's another one, a purple line that's going to be somewhere over by kind of UAlbany area. I'm not sure exactly where. I don't have that in front of me. But then the other third one is the Troy, the Cohoes to Albany one that goes through Troy. So. That's a little bit more background. I don't know if those are exactly the statistics you were looking for, but
no, it was yeah. Informative.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for Luke. Thank you very much, Luke, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find these stories in the Alton Online?
We are distributed all over the place in the Capital District and then also thealt.com. As always, you can find all my work there. So,
great. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah.